Welcome to the Wickedly Smart Women podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established wickedly smart women. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate women who are committed, care deeply, and have the courage to take action and create conscious change all around the world. Now here's your Wickedly Smart host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Welcome to another episode of the Wickedly Smart Women podcast, where we celebrate wickedly smart women and provide our listeners with a wealth of wisdom, along with immediately actionable steps to be smarter, spunkier, and more successful in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Angel B. Hartwell, and today we welcome our very special guest, Yun Ri. Yun, the visionary founder and CEO of Elevated Human Experience, is a powerhouse of positivity and boundless energy. As the chief empowering officer and energy expert, she dedicates herself to unlocking the potential in others. With a rich background in real estate investment, business management, and decades of sales experience, she guides top performers to attain unparalleled levels of success, wealth, and personal fulfillment. Yun is a certified Proctor Gallagher consultant along with her husband, Matt, and she has successfully propelled numerous individuals to tap into their inherent potentials and carve out dream lives. Recognized as a TMX verified TV expert and a captivating speaker, she uses her deep insights to nurture an understanding of one's innate capabilities. In her personal life, she's a devoted mother and wife residing in Massachusetts, committed to leveraging her skills and knowledge for the upliftment of humanity. And I had the distinct pleasure of meeting Yun in person. Randomly, I got activated to go to a walk that she was doing a few months ago, an elevated walk that she was doing. And as soon as we met, I knew that she was absolutely a great fit for this show. So I am so delighted for you to be here. Yun, welcome to the show.
Angel, I'm so grateful and honored to be here with you today and to be here with you and your audience. It was so, so amazing to meet you that day and just to be part of this.
Beautiful. Well, I want to start our time together, Yun, with you just giving our listeners a little bit of your backstory, if you could. Were you the kid when you were like 5, 6, 7 years old who was on the playground, like just rah-rahing everybody up and leading them and cheering them on and activating and optimizing their potential? Or is this something that came a little bit later?
I wish I could say I was that kid. I was definitely not that kid. You know, my story is a very, you know, everyone's story is so unique to their own. And I really didn't discover my gifts or consciously discover my gifts till about 4 years ago, to be honest, you know. I think we all live an unconscious, competent life until we become aware. And, you know, we go through this journey. And the more that I know, the more I realize I don't know. But the kid that I was extremely sick. I was one of those miracle child. My mother, you know, almost passed away giving birth to me. And when the doctors handed me to my mom, they gave her to me and said, you're going to have to take her home and watch her die. And I'm actually an immigrant from Korea. And I came to America when I was 6 years old. And all my memories of Korea was really being very, very sick, lethargic, didn't have any energy, had a very hard time even like comprehending things. You know, they didn't have advanced medicine. So I was actually at the local kind of, it's not even considered a hospital. It was like a house that had a nurse in it that was able to take care of me in the best way that my parents knew how. And then here we came to the United States and I still struggled a lot with my health. And I always tell everyone, and Angel, I'm sure you can relate to this, right? It's not through all the bliss and the greatness and the excitement and the joy that we learn our lessons and we discover who we are. It's actually through the struggles, the challenges, the triumphs, the failures, right? Those are the moments that help define our skills and our gifts. So my whole life is just filled with so many lessons that I believe that I learned, quote unquote, the hard way. But I wouldn't change those lessons for the life of me. And the more I realize that it is really the challenges and the contrast that shows up in our world that really present the gifts that we're able to receive and experience.
One of my medicine teachers likes to use the words, you know, these challenges, they hone your spirit. And so when I think about that idea of your spirit being honed, it's almost like I think about when Michelangelo was, you know, sculpting the David, and it's at the very end when the sandpaper is, you know, on there, and, you know, but before there's all the chunks that have to come off. So I'd love to have you share, if you're open, if you have an awareness of a particular challenge that you know really set you on the path to a greater level of consciousness or awareness. Was there like a moment, or was it a series of moments, or was it, you know, just the whole lifetime that allowed you to come into a greater level of consciousness and awareness of who you are here to be?
I would say it's a series of major moments, and within those little moments that define everything. But I would love to start with even when I was 4 years old. You know, I remember, you know how we have like some of these clear memories that just stick out in our mind. And I remember when I was 4 years old, all I remember was there was water. We were right next to the water, my brother and I, and my mother had taken us for a walk. And she said to me and my brother, like, listen, we're having a hard time here, and we're going to America to create a better future, and we can't take you guys. We can't take you guys. So we'll send you a lot of candy, right? In her mind at that time, she said, what do kids want? They want candy. And so she wanted to really create a better future for ourselves. So that's what she kind of, quote unquote, tried to bribe us with. And all I remember, Angel, was I was hysterically crying. I said, I don't know, like, there's no way you're doing this. Like, I will not eat candy for the rest of my life. I just need you to stay. Well, that memory stayed in my mind. But what I didn't realize is that that was one of the defining moments in my lifetime where I was emotionally crushed. I needed to vocalize. So I vocalized, and I really got what I wanted. My mom didn't end up leaving. She actually stayed with us, and we ended up coming to America about 2.5 years later. Right? Because she didn't have the heart to leave her kids, especially where I was frantic. My brother was very passive, and, you know, he was kind of more laid back. And here I was screaming, like, no, you're not going to leave. And again, that moment created a memory in my life. But as I gone through my personal development, I was able to, even one of the meditations, I was like, whoa, that was a defining moment that I learned that if I had something in my heart that I could vocalize it and get and create. Right. And so I've been doing that unconscious confidently for so long. And now I'm aware of it, and I do it more, right, intently. It's so wild.
Right. So powerful. I mean, that's powerful for a 4 year old to really understand that, for you to put that together, that your power really allowed you to create what you wanted for a reality. So let's talk about, when did you become even more aware of your awareness? Like, was there, again, another defining moment or moment within a moment where you became even more aware of your capacity to be a creator, a conscious creator in this world?
It is through personal development and coaches and going through studies and investing in myself. And that's really what did it. But what was amazing is we attract those opportunities when we're having a hard time, when we fall. And I'll share with you one great example. I was in a role, I was a team leader for Keller Williams, and I was juggling a lot of things. And the program that was really operating me was I wanted to create success, right? I was chasing success because in my mind, I needed to honor my parents' sacrifices and create a legacy for all the sacrifices that they have done for my brother and I. So this program was operating me. Not only that, I was also raised by two parents that were working 20 plus hours a day for 2 decades plus. So all I knew was work hard. And let's be honest, America has a program on its own. You want anything, you got to work hard for it. Work harder, harder, harder. That's it. You know, that's kind of the capitalistic country that we've all been programmed under. And it was one moment in time that I had a coach that asked me, Young, who gets the best version of you? In that moment, everything kind of paused. And I thought to myself, wow, the people that I'm doing it for, right? Which is my husband, my kids, my parents, all. They got the worst version of me. The people that got the best version of me were my clients and all the people that I was pleasing. And in that moment, I just cried and I said, whoa, so what am I doing all this for? Right? To catch something And from the outside looking in, everyone would have thought that I was very successful, right? I felt guilty even complaining about it, Angel, because outside looking in, I had multiple businesses. We owned our own house. We had, you know, beautiful kids. I have an amazing husband that supports me. And here I am continuously chasing, not realizing that the programs were operating me and felt guilty even to say that I wasn't happy. Right. And so that became a defining moment. And then as I gone through this journey, that's when I realized in that moment when I felt that emotional impact, I was able to attract different coaches that offered different opportunities that made my curiosity open up.
Beautiful.
Right. And the more that I'm curious, the more that I learn. And again, I just keep learning more and more. So I'm so grateful for the gift of curiosity.
Beautiful.
So grateful.
Yeah. So listeners, what I want you to take a moment here with, because I feel it's really potent, is the question that that coach asked Yun. I want you to take just a moment, take a nice breath, and really be ruthlessly honest with yourself. Who is getting the best version of you? Who is getting the best version of you? And just take a moment, because especially for wickedly smart women, we often run the people pleasing thing. We often feel guilty. I'm going to out myself that I was very much the same. I felt like I needed to do it all and have it all and have it look all good. And at the same time, I was exhausted and felt guilty when I left my children. Like I wasn't parenting good enough. I wasn't doing business good enough. Like everything didn't feel good enough for me. And so I had my own personal development, awareness, awakenings multiple times as well. And so, ladies, I want you to really let yourself, again, be ruthlessly honest. Because I think a lot of times young people go to personal development and they get a moment, but then it just fades away. So I'm going to really encourage our listeners to not let this one fade away. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about elevated human experience. But right now, Wickedly Smart Women, we need your help. If you're enjoying this show, please consider joining our community, making a donation at wickedlysmartwomen.com, and sharing with your lovely lady friends that might benefit from our content. Help a gal out and let your sisters, mothers, daughters, friends, and colleagues know about the show so we can serve them too. I want to say a huge thank you for all of the thousands of listeners and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads we're getting from all over the world. We're now downloading in 119 countries. And just a little bit ago, we found out we won our 13th award. So yay. I want to shout out this week to our listeners. We might as well shout out to our listeners in South Korea because we have listeners there. And we'll shout out to our listeners since we're over on that side of the planet in Mongolia and in, let's do St. Martin, because that feels like we need to put some palm trees into the mix. And we will be right back with Yun Ri.
The Wickedly Smart Women podcast is brought to you by the Wealthy Life Mentor. Women, are you on the edge knowing that life is calling you to make a change? Are you ready to be part of the evolution of what it means to be a wickedly smart woman, creating your wealthy life by design, a life that is an extraordinary work of art? Angel B. Hartwell, the Wealthy Life Mentor, is hired by women in transition. Women just like you who want to break through to their brilliance, become clear on the value of their wisdom, and embody a beauty-filled, balanced life of shameless self-expression. Discover your wealthy life readiness by taking the quiz at quiz.wealthylifementor.com.
And we are back with Yun Ri. You can find out more about Yun at elevatedhumanexperience.com. Elevatedhumanexperience.com. We will have that for you in the show notes. So, Yun, before we went to the break, we asked our listeners to take this question and really internalize it. Who gets the best version of you? So now what I'd like to talk about is, first, I want to remind everyone what Yun was saying is that she invested. She invested in coaches. She invested and continues to invest in learning and growing and being curious. I'm curious about after that like epiphany moment, what inspired you to now start another venture with elevated human experience. You already had so many things going on. So can you talk a little bit about that? And what were some of the things that you needed to let go of in order to open up to this new chapter in your life?
What a beautiful question. You know, it was a calling. It was something that was way above me, right? Even my parents, again, you mentioned this, I'm a daughter of a Korean parents who created, you know, made sacrifices to come here for us. And a lot of Asian people can relate to this. Like Asian parents want their children to either be doctors, attorneys, or, you know, engineers, right? Well, that wasn't something that I wanted to do. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. And my husband and I got involved in real estate. It was something that my parents were actually really proud of. You know, they saw us become very successful in a very short amount of time. And they said, wow, I love what you're doing. So as we ventured into elevated human experience, that's actually a question that my parents asked, like, why would you leave real estate? Like, why would you leave? By the way, I still am involved in real estate. We can talk about that because I think it's one of the best wealth building machines and vehicles. But they said, why are you going to go into this? And I said, Mom, this is way bigger than me, you know? And now I'm here preaching that we all should be living in our passion, purpose, and understanding that we have the right to be prosperous, right? I am here to not only allow myself to live the best life and create anything that I want to be, as well as just experience life at its fullest, but teach others. Because that's true. You know, when I first came upon this content and I started to discover these things, I had this feeling like, oh my God, I have some information that I need to share the world. You know, I want to share this with everyone. I'm going to change the world, blah, blah, blah. And as I go through this journey, I realize the way that we impact the world and the way that we make the world a better place is truly giving ourselves permission to live our best life. Right. And especially with the advancement of technology now, Angel, like, I got to tell you, for us and our future generations, the thing that's going to matter the most is people understanding who they are. What are their belief system? What are their characteristics? How does their brain function? How does your body function? Right? The entire journey is about getting to know you. You on a spiritual level, on an intellectual level, on a physical level, right? Mind, body, and soul. So that's exactly where I believe that we have a huge opportunity. And I say, what a great time to be alive in this moment for us to be able to share this, to be able to give ourselves permission to live out our best lives. And you said, what do I have to get rid of in order to do this? What did I have to unleash? My crazy limiting beliefs that were my invisible prison bars that I didn't even know that I had. Right. And I
the familial stuff too. You know, one of the things I've actually had Asian clients who have, you know, they feel internalized from that particular cultural lens that they can't outshine other people as well. So you had the guilt and you had all of these belief systems that were actually keeping you in a space that you're not really meant to be serving in that small space. You're really meant to be serving. I mean, ladies who are listening, I've had the pleasure of being in her presence, in Yun's presence in person. And she is one of those people that is, I'm a seer. So as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, she has that thing. And it's not because she is projecting it or manufacturing it. It's authentic. You can feel it when you're in her presence. And, you know, hopefully you can hear it in her voice as she's speaking here today. So let's talk a little bit about the number one thought form that when it unleashed, everything shifted for you. And then how did you take all of the energy that had been coagulated in that thought form and mindfully redirect it? Like, what were some of the things that you did? Because sometimes people can pop open and they can have this belief change that happens, but then it scatters because they don't really have the mindfulness to direct it. So if you could talk a little bit about that experience for you, that would be great.
So I took this course called Thinking Into Results, which, you know, now we're certified to teach as well, because it completely, completely shifted our world and the way we saw things. And it's based around understanding paradigms, right? And how paradigms are created. So we put in the work all the time to create new programming that serves us. But what's crazy is, You're absolutely right, Angel. So many people, they toss around the word law of attraction, law of manifestation. So a lot of people are, there's a buzz about it, but I don't think a lot of people understand exactly how it works, right? And then they start feeling bad even more so because they're watching Facebook or all the social media things that people pop in these things and assume that everyone else is living this glamorous life. And what's wrong with them? Something's wrong with them. And they can't attract the life that they want. And then they actually attract more and more chaos and more things to be fearful of, right? And feel more and more alone. But in fact, it's all paradigms and energy. And that's why I'm on a mission to teach paradigms and energy. Because if we can truly understand that it's our paradigms that operate us, it's our paradigms that create our reality, then we know how to be able to create new ones. And it's not just about understanding, you know, this, Angel, right? We have to get that belief into the cells of our body, into our being. And I always tell people, there's a miles and miles of distance apart from understanding something to believing something. But there's also miles and miles apart from believing something to knowing something. So how do we know? We can only know through experience. That's why I believe in investing in yourself. I'm an investor, and you know I talk about this all the time, but my greatest investment has been investing in myself, because it's almost like you're telling yourself, like, you are believing it. Like, your higher self gets so excited, like, oh my God, you're going to invest in that course. You're going to invest in that coach. You're going to invest in that mastermind, because it's like your higher self, source energy, God, whatever you believe in, is like, you're finally believing in you. You're finally believing you deserve it, right? And I have this whole belief and theory that we have an opportunity to really create, especially here in America, and it also goes global, but to create our American dream 2.0. You know, it's time and financial freedom to be able to do what we want, when we want, how we want, with who we want, where we want.
Mm-hmm. We love right? that.
Yeah.
Just but coming back from 10 days in Miami doing exactly that with colleagues and friends of mine. And what was beautiful in my experience, and I know that you have this experience all the time, is when we are actually aligned with who we are, when we are actually saying yes to ourselves, when we are actually investing in ourselves, when we are overriding those programs, those beliefs, those patterns of behavior, the cultural conditioning from our ancestry, all of those things, then what happens is it appears as if to be magical, but it is actually also logical. If you look at the way energy works, we appear to magically attract without having to expend enormous amounts of effort. Like, I love efficiency. I know you love efficiency, because we are, number one, we're not here to suffer, even though suffering will help us to align often. But number two, once we are clear and we are on our path, we want to be able to use all our energy as efficiently and effectively as possible. And sometimes that's just sitting by the pool, and then all of a sudden the right people just come right on over because you're caring for yourself. And so I love what you just said about that. I want to hear, lastly, because we've only got a few minutes left, what is the elevated human experience? Talk a little bit more about that, because you mentioned, you know, the transfer from into belief and then into knowledge. For me, there's a final step, which is really embodiment. Like, you can know it, you can believe it, but if you aren't embodying it, then the law of attraction is not going to work for you either. So let's talk about the elevated human experience.
I love that. And Angel, that's exactly why, you know, we got along so well from the very beginning, right? It's through your life and your experiences, it's just so magical and beautiful how you embody it. And you not only teach this, but you live it. Right? You live this on a day-to-day basis in more and more alignment with yourself, giving yourself permission. Again, I'm just so grateful for you. But the Elevated Human Experience is a virtually based, physically enhanced community that is really here to create servant leaders that are based on win-win-win, win for themselves, win for the people that are involved, as well as win for humanity, right? Creating a powerful environment that's based on five core values of integrity, honesty, spirituality, positive mental attitude, and infinite expansion, focusing on passion, purpose, and prosperity, right? Passion, learning more of who we are and what we are. Purpose, why we want to do what we want to do. What's the reason that's driving us? And then prosperity, understanding and knowing that it's actually our birthright to live a prosperous life in every shape and fashion, right? There's so much abundance in this world. And I think that we have so many limiting beliefs that hold us back sometimes, thinking that, you know, it's got to be one versus the other. But anything that you can, you know, envision in your mind, you can hold into your hands. All you have to do, just like we were talking about, is getting into alignment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Well, you know, one of the things I want to point out of your five things, integrity, honesty, spirituality, positive mental attitude, and expansion, right? Did I get them right?
Infinite. Yes. Infinite expansion.
Infinite expansion. Infinite, ladies, listen to that. Mm-hmm. So I want to circle us back to honesty, because we're at the end here. So I find, and I've found it in myself, and I've found it in my clients, and I've found it in my colleagues, and I've found it in the world, that when we can be ruthlessly honest with ourselves, magic happens. And the main block, I think, to real human, elevated human experiences is the inability to be honest with yourself, to just be honest with yourself. Like if you're in California and you want to go to New York, you got to know you're in California, right? So ladies, I'm going to encourage you to be ruthlessly honest with yourself. And Yun, if there's one more thing you'd like to add before we close, I'd love to hear it.
It's so powerful what you said. It's so true, because we teach people how to set goals, right? And how to strive for something, because you want to set a goal that's going to stretch you, right? So that you get to discover who you are and what you are. And remember, the goal, the true goal, is enjoying the journey along the way. But it doesn't matter what kind of goal you set if you're not honest exactly where you're at, right? Because it's just like a GPS. It'll swirl around and it can never start. It doesn't even know where to start. So the more honest that we can be, it may hurt sometimes, right? But it's okay. It's okay. Because I will promise you this. What happens along the way is that we take our powers back, all the powers that we kept giving away, because for so long, I didn't realize that I didn't even know who I was. Right, I was showing up in different masks to please everyone else. And that's where I believe that sometimes it's confusing, because you're like, okay, I thought I was honest, but I didn't know. And it's because a lot of us, especially us women, we are juggling so many things and we want to help so many people. And we're just here, right, like wanting to help, that we don't even realize at the end of the day that we weren't being honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. So the most important thing throughout this journey, I think, is giving ourselves grace. Right? There's no right or wrong, right? You can never get it wrong because you can never get it done, because the journey is about discovering your infinite self.
Mm, beautiful.
So if you did something and it didn't go right the first time, that's okay. Give yourself grace and say, okay, I'm going to do it again.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Yun, for being here. Listeners, we love feedback. Give yourself grace, ladies, and give us the grace of some positive, powerful feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's episode. Go right now to wickedlysmartwomen.com to join our community, share your takeaways, and ask questions or submit guest suggestions. I want to thank you for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are a wonderful woman.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Wickedly Smart Women on Apple Podcasts and share with other women who can benefit from today's episode. Wickedly Smart Women is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who carries profound wisdom and knows that now is the time to welcome wealth. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at wickedlysmartwomen.com.